We'll learn the others later. I hope you have had a most refreshing and refreshed afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
I hope so. Amen. We'd like to use this next hour and 20 minutes or so. This gathering will go until 5:45. Then we have a little break, and dinner's at 6. Evening meeting is at 7:30. We'd like to use this for mutual fellowship and encouragement. It says in Corinthians that when you speak in the meetings of the church, you can speak what? Encouragement and consolation and building up. So we'd like to encourage one another, console one another, and build up one another. We'd like to do this way, though. We'd like to form groups, maybe anywhere from 10 to 15 or so in a group. 10 to 15. What we'll do is we will kind of scatter here in this room, and we can also use, there's a room directly below us. Many of you know where that is. I think it still says Gethsemane on the above the, you know, what's that, the
doorway,
or there's another word that I'm looking for. There should be chairs on the sides that you can just, you know. Are they?
We're using in the morning.
Oh, that's right. So let's not do that. Okay, that's beautiful. You can use the tables outside under the canopy or the cafeteria. Yeah, cafeteria, inside or out. And what we'd like to encourage you to fellowship is a kind of practical response to what we have been talking about, and that is maybe two sides of one thing. That is, what are the quenching factors that you've discovered? What has sometimes quenched your fire? And maybe you could give some testimony. And then maybe you could relate or fellowship. How did you emerge from that? What was the overcoming factor? Because it didn't extinguish you. You're here this morning. So the fire had to have been rekindled somehow, and you went on. And what are the factors? Real, and we want, you know, this is not to give little messages. That this is not to say you. This is I. This is what happened to me, or my friends, companions, saints I was with. We went through this and that, and this is just testimony. And through the testimonies, we can learn and relate to one another. So there may be some very good, overcoming, encouraging testimonies. There may be some defeated testimonies that you want to relate something as a learning to everybody in the group that, oh, avoid this. I thought I was strong. You might say something like that. I thought I was strong, and I found out I got humbled, and I hope nobody would go through this. And then you talk about that. And then what are the factors that keep the flame going? We don't want it all to be negative. What are the factors? Because I think all of us have some experience in the positive side, and we can encourage each other. So we just want to encourage you. Maybe when you get together, how about have a little prayer together? And you may need some introductions because we're from different places and localities. Very brief. Just you know where you're from and name and where you're from. And then maybe you would like to pray together some verses. I would recommend 2 Timothy 1, 6, and 7. Those are the verses about fanning into flame and about our strong spirit. But feel free, if you'd rather do some other verses, that's okay. That's okay too, nothing legal. Just a suggestion so you don't have to think about it. You can just jump into it and not waste the time. And then just have some free fellowship. And I would recommend that we do this for 45 minutes. And then at around, according to this clock here, around 5:15 or 5:20, let's all reassemble here. And then we can give some brief sharing all together to encourage one another. What came out of our group? So those sharings would be about a minute each when we come back together. When you're in your group, you can feel freer, but just make sure, give time to others. Give time to, make sure that many have an opportunity. No one would dominate the time, and everyone would have the opportunity to speak. So maybe we'll just do it by how you're sitting. You just come together, how you're sitting. Maybe like the first three rows here, you become a group, the first three rows, and then the last three rows, you become a group. And then over here, maybe a little too big for one group. How about just divide yourselves into two groups, and how about you all form a group? If it gets too big, just subdivide. And how about this back group here, and the brothers back there? That's four, five, six row. You form one group, and then you be one group. Okay, so one group, two, three, four, five, six, seven. If you feel it's a little too big and it would hinder the fellowship, just split up in half. Okay? So how about these groups? How about you go outside or to the cafeteria or outside? Yeah.